Hello. I hope I post this today, which will actually be tomorrow, but happy Thanksgiving. This is a day that means a lot of things to different people, depending on what side of the perspective is, the history behind it. Some people don't like some people, but overall, I think most people can agree on that this day is a day to be thankful for no matter what, and it is, given the chaos of the world right now and how everyone seems to be at each other's throats all over the world and revolution and things are happening. Now is the time to sit down and take some time and actually be grateful and thankful for our lives and what we have. And I always like to say, be grateful for what you have, always, not for what you don't have or always looking for that next thing, and then you'll be happy. And this is the talked about this before, but this is the never-ending hamster wheel that we are on, especially here in the West, that we're programmed to do. I was like this in my old life always, for a long, long time, is that we're taught that happiness comes from something external, happiness and gratefulness, like the next house or the next car or the next job or the next relationship. Then I'll be happy. And we're always striving for that, and we may reach that goal, but happiness is fleeting, because happiness does not come from anything external. It comes from here. So how do we go about getting that happiness? That comes from a lot of work. It comes from going deep inside, clearing a lot of our angst and a lot of our memories and a lot of basically shit out of the way, and start letting our true selves come out, living in the moment. And then we start to see a perspective and a perspective shift and change that comes within ourselves. And then we start to understand that happiness is within us. Happiness, love, gratefulness, all these higher vibration emotions are within us. And for me, that took a good 10 years to figure that out and a lot of work. And once I got there, then everything that swirls around me, whether that is whatever the chaos of the world, good and bad, is all around me. I am this anchor in the storm, and I have my peace and my happiness and my gratefulness that's all right here, that nothing can take away from that. No person, no thing. They can't. That's it. And so we strive for these sort of things. Gratefulness, the emotion gratefulness, goes a long, long way. It can go, there's books written on it, volumes of books written on just being grateful alone. What you can. Again, with all these things that I talk about, sort of living in the moment, like taking today, for instance, again, being thankful with your family, with wherever you are, with who you are with, taking a deep breath and realizing this is really nice, and enjoying that moment, enjoying that thought in that moment. And if imagine if you can just take that, the smell of the biscuits or the smell of the turkey or the or having a nice conversation with our brother, sister, mother, father, son, daughter, and taking that and expanding it into our lives for the rest of the year, imagine how nice we would feel, how good you could feel if you could take that feeling of being in the moment in gratefulness and in love and have that going on 24/7. Again, these are all things to strive for. There was Retreat I did a few years ago. I've done a few of them, but this one was really particularly memorable. It was a three-day meditation, silent meditation yoga retreat. It was about 17 of us, and you couldn't speak for 3 days. I was just felt like I was getting my stride at 3 days. And it was on some hot springs in a really nice house. And the person that was hosting the retreat was a former Buddhist monk, and he at the time was married to a Thai woman he had met in Thailand when he was a Buddhist monk. And we were being fed from scratch Thai food morning, noon, and night. So when you're sitting at a table and you're sitting down to eat and you're in silence and you're focused and you're forced in a way to just concentrate on what you're putting in your mouth of the food, everything else all of a sudden just fades away, and you're eating food for sometimes almost the first time ever in your life. You're appreciating that food more than you've ever appreciated before, because you don't have the distractions of conversation, of getting knowing that as soon as you're done eating, you've got to go run and do XYZ or this, that, or the other thing. You're there enjoying that soup or those noodles or whatever it was being served, the aroma, all that. That is a perspective shift, and that is an amazing feeling if you ever get there, because you're living in the moment. You're concentrating on what you're eating and the food, and it changes everything. Everything else fades away. Now imagine being, and we've all been in there at spots in our lives. Imagine being able to do that 24/7 again. It's something else. So not to say I do that 24/7, but I'm striving on it. It's constant work. So again, back to what today is. No matter what's going on in life, no matter how much crap or goodness life throws at you, you maintain and you be that anchor in the storm. You be grateful for everything that's happened. And I try to tell people, and I do it myself. In the morning when you first get up, find something to be grateful for. If it's a blanket covering you, it's your clock that woke you up, it's the day. And then at the end of the day, no matter how bad or good your day is, find one thing to be grateful for before you go to sleep. Have those thoughts in your mind. That will go a long, long, long way. So happy Thanksgiving, and be grateful. And I'm going to go learn a new song called Single Wide Dreamer. It's a great tune. On the ovation here, I'll post that up later on too. So I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.